from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Wednesday at 3:30. That means it's time to talk to our guy Mike Florio, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert, Pro Football Talk, PFT Live. He's on the McAfee show today. Mike's everywhere. We're always happy to have him. Soon enough, he'll be part of the coverage of Chiefs and Ravens now, about 15 days away. All right, Mike. Steelers now one of only two teams who have not named a starting quarterback for week one. Are you one of the insiders who thinks there is still a chance Justin Fields beats out Russell Wilson for the job?
I don't know what the Steelers are thinking, but I think it'd be crazy not to go with Justin Fields. Looking at that offense, the way the offensive line's playing, and you throw on top of it Jaylen Warren, presumably being injured into the season, where do you get the burst? Where do you get the acceleration? Where do you get the excitement? You get it from Justin Fields. All things equal, give me the guy who can make things happen with his legs. Yeah, the passing is a little erratic. You got to take the good with the bad. Sails the ball over the wide-open guy for the touchdown. Two plays later, threads the needle on the sideline. I thought that watching that game on Saturday night, there just was a greater sense of excitement when Justin Fields played. And if the offense isn't going to be what it needs to be, go with the guy that gives you that ability to make things happen when the protection falls apart, when the play that's called goes to crap, and you've got to have a guy who can improvise with his legs. I didn't see anything from Russell Wilson that told me he's any different than he's been the last 2 years in Denver. I'd go with Fields, but I don't know what they're going to do.
It seems like we think here that they're going to go with Wilson, and I would say, Mike, the main reason is if it defaults back to Mike Tomlin and it is his choice, we know that Fields turns the ball over a fair amount historically, and we know Tomlin hates turnovers, especially when he can let his defense eat to try to win here for the first couple of weeks.
Well, look, that wouldn't surprise me. And again, he's still at the top of the depth chart, Wilson is. The Steelers, one of the few teams who don't try to downplay the significance of their preseason depth chart, and it's still Wilson. So it won't surprise me if that's what happens. But if you want excitement out of that offense, I believe that Fields provides it. Now, look, I saw that Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, said they didn't have a lot installed and Russell Wilson has missed a lot and he still wanted to play the other night and maybe he'll look better in the third preseason game if he plays in it. Who knows what the final decision is going to be. I watch Russell Wilson now and I run it through that filter of what he looked like in Seattle and what he looked like in Denver. And what I saw on Saturday night, I watched the entire game and especially watched his entire time on the field. it just looks too much like the guy in Denver. And that's not what the Steelers need if the offense is really going to be better.
Mike, I did all the things you described. I watched the entire game. Now, there was a hiccup for me because my daughter slammed her head on our coffee table in our living room, so that did cause a bit of a delay. But I, like you, was watching very closely. But I have turned over a new leaf. I don't put any stock in these things anymore because of how much I was hoodwinked by Kenny Pickett. And I do, and someone just sent me this while we were talking. One of your comments, and this I can't throw stones here because I did the same thing. This is Mike Florio on August 25th, 2023. As soon as Big Ben ascended into football heaven after the Browns game, they went straight to work on their replacement. They got him in Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett was brought to them by the football gods. You were too very bullish on Kenny off of preseason games. So should we keep reacting to preseason games so intensely when we all got bamboozled by Kenny last year going 5 for 5 touchdowns to series in the preseason, Mike?
Well, the football gods, as it turns out, have a very cruel and ironic sense of humor.
Because we watched these August games last year and thought they have their guy. You and me both did it, man.
Well, don't lump me into there because I was a little more cautious.
I'm pointing at Mike, not you, but yes, we overreacted to preseason.
Last preseason, and you're right, you're right. Look, do we read too much into it? I don't know, but it's all we have. It's all we have. And the one thing we don't have access to is what is the team specifically doing with those preseason reps to show or not show, to hide or reveal what a guy is going to be, or trying to make a guy look better than he is. You know, maybe they learned last year, let's not go out of our way to try to make the offense look better than maybe it is, because then there's only one direction to go. Let's keep our cards close to the vest. Let's acknowledge this is practice. It doesn't matter. Let's conceal what we're ultimately going to do, and then we'll unleash it on everyone when we go to Atlanta week one. That's entirely possible. When you throw in the injury, who knows what they have up their sleeves. But, yeah, we can only make assessments based on what we see. What we saw last year from Kenny Pickett looked good. What I've seen from the offense so far this year, especially on Saturday night, looked bad. But one of the problems was, and Mike Tomlin said this, the pass protection was not good. And if that doesn't get any better, that's why I'm a believer in Fields. If your quarterback is going to be constantly under duress, go with the guy who still has enough spring in his legs to run away from it.
Mike, one more Wilson-related question. You just mentioned, like, you know, if he is the kind of guy he was in Denver. His numbers last year looked good. I know the year before, terrible. The people you talk to who evaluate players, do they put any of his Denver tenure on other factors besides Russ himself, i.e. they thought it would be Hackett and Rodgers the first year? It wasn't. It was a very inconvenient marriage and so on. Or is it mostly getting thrown at the feet of Wilson just wasn't very good there?
Well, I think the first year, the issue with Hackett and the problems with him as a head coach, not offense coordinator, and plenty of guys can be great coordinators, but they can't get it done as a head coach. It was too slow getting the plays in. There was never any rhythm. It just didn't feel right. Last year, the issue was, frankly, that Russell Wilson, who it seemed like 2-3 times a game would do something spectacular, but play in and play out, drive in and drive out, it just didn't click. He wasn't running the offense the way that Sean Payton wanted it to be run, and Sean Payton wasn't going to compromise that, which is the big reason why Russell Wilson isn't there. But there just feels like, qualitatively, when you watch him now, something's missing from what he was in Seattle. Not every guy is going to be able to continue to play the same way he has deep into his 30s and into his 40s. We get spoiled by guys like Tom Brady. And I think once you start to lose just a little bit of that edge that allows you to run away from pressure, that can screw up everything. So I think a lot of different factors go into it. It was a huge mistake by the Broncos. In hindsight, obviously, the trade for him. The biggest mistake they made was 2 years ago when they gave him that giant new contract before he'd ever even played for him. Why do you do that? That's what made a bad situation even worse for the Broncos, to put all that money on top of it when he was still 2 years away from a new contract. Let a year play out and then make a decision. Would have been a lot easier for them to move on than it was.
Mike, how about the Ayuk situation? We're now getting Ari Myrovs and people like that saying it's very, very close to done. It's almost done. He's almost a 49er. You hearing the same information on Ayuk going back to San Francisco on a new deal?
I've been careful about what I report on this one because stuff has been all over the place and a lot of people have just been dead wrong. I think that the longer this lasts, the more likely he's just going to stay in San Francisco, and they're waiting until the right moment. It's a deadline-driven business. And if you move to your final position before the deadline, you're going to get squeezed from your final position. So it's about timing. When will the 49ers put their last offer on the table and have confidence that he's going to accept it? I think if he was going to be traded to the Steelers, it would have happened by now. Because if I'm Pittsburgh, I got to get this guy in here and I got to get him ready. You can't plug and play. This isn't like a third baseman in baseball. This guy's got to learn the rest of the offense. He's got to learn the coaching staff. He's got to learn the playbook, the terminology, the teammates. He's got to move from San Francisco to Pittsburgh. You want to get something out of him week one. You're not going to get much out of him early in the season, and he's going to have that vibe all year long that he's behind. You don't give up that kind of money for a guy that is going to create this sense that he's spending all of his first year there trying to catch up.
Can you remember a particular like player trade rumor situation like the Aiyuk one that has played out in as, I don't know, overwrought or soap operatic a fashion? Guys get traded all the time, Mike. This is, seems like beyond the pale what's going on with him.
Well, I mean, there are shades of Terrell Owens from 2005 in there, although the Eagles were never going to trade him. He did everything he could to try to get traded. He showed up, and he was disruptive, and he eventually got sent home from training camp, and he eventually got sent home with pay for the rest of the season. So this one is just, yeah, I think along the way to trading him, the 49ers finally realized, if all these other teams are willing to pay this guy what we want, we should just pay him. And
but what's that going to cost them in the long run, Mike?
Receiver, maybe we should.
Is that going to cost them Deebo Samuel or Trent Williams or somebody else?
Well, I think they really wanted to hold everything together for one more year with the key core of veterans they've had. I don't know. You know, remember, at one point before the draft, the Steelers were linked to Deebo Samuel. Now, I think maybe they can do it where everyone's cap number fits for one more year, but I think it makes it clear after this season, Deebo Samuel will be gone and George Kittle will be gone, and then whoever else stays or goes remains to be seen. They're very good at drafting young talent that can fill those spots, but I feel like this is the last year of the 49ers as we've known them, and then next year there'll be major changes, and one of them presumably will be Brandon Ayuk becomes their number one receiver.
Mike Florio on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Mike, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.